Daf is Daf Mem Ches. So let's take it from the top. The Mishnah tells us Shalosh Asherah, saying there are three types of Asherah trees. Asherah is a tree that's been worshipped for Avodah Zarah, and the din is its Aser Bana. There are three types of Asherah. So the Mishnah explains Ilan Shenatu Mitchila L'Shem Avodas Kochavim, a tree that had been planted with the intent of being used as a form of God, a form of worship. Harezu Asura, that is Aser Bana. Rashi says Aser Bana, not forever. Ad Shebitlenu Ha'Oved Kochavim. If a goy comes along and is Mevatel the Asherah tree, then it will be Mutter. But up until that point, it's Aser. Then the Mishnah says, Gido, Ipisla. Gido means if you cut off some of the leaves, and Pisla means you remove some of the bad stuff, that's it, the psoles. The shame of Avodas Kochavim, in order to enhance it, or to for Avodah Zarah purposes, the Hichlif, and then you remove the old leaves, were removed, and new branches and leaves grew. Nota Masha Hichlif, and you could take away that which grew. Let me be clear. You have a tree that's completely mutter. Now, a person comes along and says, I want to make this into an Asherah tree, so you chip away, you cut off some of the branches, some of the leaves, some of the psoles. So now what happens is, anything new grows, has a din of Asherah, only the new part. But the Iker tree is actually mutter. So what you could do is remove the Hichlich, remove the Chalipin, the new stuff that grew, only the new stuff is Aser, and the remaining tree will then be mutter. And then the third type of Asherah tree is Hemit Tachdeh Avodas Kochavim V'Natla Harezim Mutaris. Let's say you place a idol or some type of statue below the branches. So that tree is Aser Bana. But all you have to do in that case is remove the Avodas Kochavim, and then the tree becomes Mutar Bana. So those are the three types of Asherah trees. So Gemara says Amri Debei Rabbi Yanai Hu Shehivrich V'Hirkiv Bugufo Shel Ilam. This is only true if you did some type of grafting and you had the tree itself bent into the dirt or bent into itself and pruning, different types of ways of allowing it to grow. So this is only true if you did a begufo shel ilam. What do you mean it only did a gufo shel ilam? The lach is that let's say you were trying to fix it and you take the branch and bend them in, so now that's going to be basar bana. But if you simply just cut off the branches, l'shem asherah, l'shem avodah zarah, that's not enough of a maisa to turn it into an Asherah tree. It has to be a significant maisa to turn the Ilan into an Asherah. What's significant, again, Hivrich or Hirkiv is considered significant enough. So the Gemara says that can't be true. V'hanan tanan, our Mishnah tells us, Gido pislo tanan. You don't have to do a grafting. You don't have to bend down the branch. Simply cutting off the branches is sufficient to turn a regular Ilan into an Asherah tree. So the Gemara tweaks the statement of Bei Rabbi Yanai and says, Ella ki itmar de Rabbi Yanai, when Rabbi Yanai sent his din, it was le'inyan bitl itmar, with respect to being mevatel it. Meaning what? To turn a tree into an Asherah tree, it's enough to simply cut off the branches. But if you want to be mevatel it and undo the Asherah tree, then you need more of a significant action. You need a hivrich, you need a hirkiv, that would be sufficient. So the Gemara explains, the afagav and the hivrich, the hirkav begufa shel ilam, even though you had done some form of grafting with the branches of this tree, kinatel mate shenatel mashhechlef shapir dummy. So that if you took away that which grew new, that's sufficient. Meaning, well, let's just finish the piece and hopefully explain everything. Timau the same, what would you have thought? Kaven de hivrich vehirka begufa shel ilam. So let's explain. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, if you cut off the branches and l'shem asherah, so the new branches, the new leaves are aser bana, but all I have to do is remove those branches and the remaining tree is mutter. But let's say what I've done was I took the branches and I grafted it. I bent it down, put it in the dirt. I did some type of grafting to the tree, which is more significant. L'shem asherah. So since it's part of the tree, it's as if I replanted the whole tree. And maybe the entire tree now should be aser forever. The chiddush is that no, even though you did a significant maisa of hivrich v'hirkiv, as long as I cut off the new branches, the remaining tree is actually going to be mutter. That's the halacha that Rabbi Yana is teaching us. Okay, this next piece is a bit confusing. The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Hamishtachave le'ilan tosfaseha asura. Shmuel holds that if a person bows down to a tree, only the tosefes, only the additional growths are usr. Meaning the ikar tree is mutter, but what grows after that point is going to be usr. The tosefes is usr. So Meisiv Rabbi Elazar, Gidau Epislu Lavodas Kochav, our Mishnah says, if you cut off the branches, you remove the psoles l'shem ashera, and the new branches become usr, v'hichlif, new trees, new branches rather grow. No tel masha hichlif, all you have to do is remove that which grew, only the tosefes is going to be usr. So now look at the Gemara's Medat Diakis. Gidau Epislu in, only because you cut up branches and new branches grew in its place, are the tosefes usr. But if it's lo gidol pislo, let's say you never removed any of the branches at all, lo. The din is it's not. It's not what? So it's not that it's not going to be usr at all. Their tosefes won't be usr. Meaning what? Shmuel said above, if a person just bowed down to the tree without doing a maisa to the tree itself, the tosefes is usr. Our mission implies the only time tosefes is usr if you cut off the branches and new branches grow. If you do a non-maisa to the tree, in other words, you bow down to the tree, the tosefes will not be usr. The tosefes will actually be mutter. This Mishnah goes against Shmuel, or really Shmuel goes against this Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Amar Lecha Shmuel. Shmuel says, Hamani Rabbanani. Who authored this? It was really authored by the Rabbanim. Rabbanim were the ones who authored the Mishnah that bowing down alone won't make the tree usr. But Shmuel holds like the other pinin, Damar ki Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, Damar Ilan shenatu ulvasof avdo usr. So we saw the machlokas a few times already. If you have a tree that's already been planted, so according to Rabbanim, if you come ahead and serve the tree's mutter. Rabbi Yosi says, no, if you serve a tree, the tree will be usr. So Shmuel paskens like Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda that Ilan shenatu ulvasof avdo, it's actually usr, and the Mishnah is like the Rabbanan that says Ilan shenatu ulvasof avdo, it's actually mutter. So right now what comes out of this Gemara, the machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi is only about the tosefes. Right, because Shmuel right now holds the tosefes, after you bow down to a tree, tosefes is usr, but the ikar tree is mutter. And he's lining up with Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. That means Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda has to hold only tosefes is usr. So when he says, Ilan shenatu mitchila ulvasof avdo usr, he can only be referring to the tosefes being usr, the way the Gemara understands it right now. I thought this is very, very confusing. So the Gemara now says, Maskif la Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asks, Mimai de Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Rabbanan b'tosefes pligi. How come you're saying the machlokas is so limited that they only debate whether the additional growth after a person bowed down to a tree, whether tosefes is usr mutter? Dilma, tosefes l'divri akol usr. Maybe even Rabbanan will agree that the tosefes is usr after one's bowed down to it. Ubi karo pligi. And they're actually arguing about what we would have thought, the pashup shot of machlokas is, whether the tree itself becomes usr after it's been worshipped. Meaning what? The Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda savar ikaro nami usr, that when you bow down to a tree, the tree was planted already as mutter. Then you bow down, that becomes usr. Dichsiv asherem tisrufum ba'esh. The entire asherah tree needs to be burnt. That's the ikar, not the tosefes, the ikar. And Rabbanan savri ikar ilan is shari. Dichsiv vasherem tigadeon. Tigadeon means you cut off the branches only, but the ikar ilan is permitted. Only tosefes is usr, but ikar is permitted. So why can't you say the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is talking about the ikar ilan? So the Gemara says in Eza ilan, just continuing, Eza ilan shigido usr vikaro shari. What's an example where the trees, where the cutting off the branches are usr, but the essence of the tree is mutter? Havi Omer, that's the case of ilan shenato, a tree that's been planted, b'derech hater, ulvasof avdo, and in the end it was worshipped, only there is the tosefes usr, but the ikar is mutter. So that should be the machlokas, and therefore Shmuel above, who said Hamishtachave Leilan Tosefes is usr, he really goes according to both opinions of Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Why limit him to only saying like Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda? And the Gemara says V'chiteima Hod Lomar Tartinan Hachi. How could you say that the Machlokas Rabbanan Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda is only talking about a case of the Iker? How could you say this? Because above we had a whole discussion. Nowhere else before did we ever say this. We never made such a limitation. So, the Gemara says, Epoch, let's switch everything around. We could switch things around because Rashi explains we don't have anywhere explicitly saying that Rabbi Yossi learns from the Asherim Tigadeun, or really from Asherim Tisrafun and Rabban hold Asherim Tigadeun. These are two psukim, but nowhere first we say who holds which pasuk. Let's switch things around. The Gemara suggests. I'm telling you, this is very, very confusing. Epoch, Rabbanin led Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda led Rabbanin. Let's switch things around. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara says, well, you can't really do that. Because Im Kain, if you switch them around, Im Kain, what comes out of all that is Gido Upislo Man Katanila. So we need to read a Rashi just to explain a little bit what's going on here. If you look at Rashi, Epoch, you see Epoch Teruta around like 10 narrow lines up in Rashi. Epoch Teruta, the Rabbanan the Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi the Rabbanan. We never found out explicitly anywhere. The Rabbi Yossi, the Yalf Taima, me Vasharem Tigadeon. Nowhere does it say that. The Ha Rabbi Yossi, Vasharem Tisrum Fumba Ish, Nasavle Tamudul Milsa. Van Hudakashalan, Hai, me Baile. The Shinatu Mitchil, when you planted the tree initially, Lechach, Vokimna Letame, me Vasharem Tigadeon. Hilkach Epoch Tayrucha, the Rabbi Yossi, the Tirtas, let it. Switch around the explanation, Rabbi Yossi, ve'ema, and say Rabbi Yossi me'av asherem tisrufum me'esh means mashma lashon rabim nafkul tervayu. That's usher both in the ikker and in the Tosefis. Rabban yalfei atera me'av asherem tegadeon, and Rabban used the word asherem to cut off the Tosefis. So right now, what the Gemara is saying, if you want to make this suggestion again, right now we want to hold that Rabban hold. They both agree Tosefis is usher. Rabban hold that the Ikar Ilan is mutter because they learn Asherem Tigadeon. You only have to cut off the Tosefes, Ikar Asherem tree is mutter. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says that even the Ikar Ilan is asur because he learns from the Pasuk Asherem Tisrafun. And the Gemara says, well, maybe you're going to tell me we don't have anywhere where the Gemara tells you the Pasuk goes to Rabbi Yossi, all the Pasuk is Rabbanim. So the Gemara says, Ipechanim, we could switch things around and say who, the other one says the opposite Psukim. The Gemara says, if that's the case, nothing works out well, because who authored the Mishnah? Again, the Gemara says, first wired line down. Im Kain, if that's the case, that everyone holds, that Tosefes, in fact, is Usser. So then the Gemara says, Gido Pislo Man Katanila. Who authored the Mishnah that says, if you remove the Tosefes, the Iker is Mutter? It can't be Lo Rabbanan, but Lo Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Why not? Because Rabbanan, if Rabbanan, the ones who hold this way, the author of the Mishnah, below Gido Pislo, Nami Tosefis Asura. Even if you don't remove the trees, those extra branches, they hold that the Tosefis is Asur. E Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, so if you hold Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda as the one who authored the Mishnah, Ila Nami Asur. Our Mishnah implies only the Tosefis is Asur, but the Iker is Mutter. But Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda holds even the Iker is going to be Asur. So who authored the Mishnah?
I'm even on the side right now. Ipoch? What was Ipoch if we're still saying Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's more machner. He holds it in
the. The Ipoch, I think, is saying in terms of the psukim. We could say the psukim go the opposite way, and then where it says no, do the way we initially suggested. Because it's unclear. The Gemara's never tell us which psukim go which way to which person. So if you want to tell me the Gemara never attributes Tisrafun to Rabbi Yossi and Tigadeon to Rabbanan. Well, it doesn't say either way, so Epoch, you could switch either way. I think right now the Gemara is going on, let's go back to that initial assumption that Rabbi Yossi holds both Iker and Tosefes as Usser, Rabban holds only Tosefes as Usser.
So it was in the darshan of something that Gemara was...
I think that was the only Epoch. You could switch them either way, and right, and it kind of just got rid of that question quickly, and still going with this Mahalach of that the agreed Tosefes is Usser, but they're arguing with the Iker Elan. I think that's what the Gemara is saying. And so the Gemara in the end says... Ibais Ema Rabbanan, Ibais Ema Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. You can explain the Mishnah like either one. Ibais Ema Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, author of the Mishnah, Ki Kama Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Below Gido Upislo. When does Rabbi Yossi hold that the Iker Ilan is Asr? It's only when you don't remove the new branches. Iker Ilan Asr Bistama. Aval, but let's say you go ahead and Gido Upislo, you remove the new grown branches. So Galia Daite de Betosefes Nichalei. Biker Ilan lo nichle. That's Megal. It's not a rule across the board that whenever you worship a tree, it becomes Asur Mimela. It's not always true. It depends. Sometimes people worship the tree itself. Sometimes they worship the tree so that Tosefes becomes Asr. How do you know? If they go ahead after they worshipped it, they start cutting off the branches, that's Megala, that they only were concerned with the new Tosefes, so then the Tosefes is Asr, but the Iker Ilan is Mutter, even according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. But if you haven't gone ahead and cut off the branches, and you worship this tree, so that indicates your intention was even to make the Iker Ilan Asr. So again, according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, it depends on the case. So he always says Tosefes is Asr, but sometimes the Iker is also Asr, sometimes the Iker is going to be Mutter. That's how he explained Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, who could possibly be the author of the Mishnah above. Ibai, same with the Gemara, says, Rabbanan could author the Mishnah and say as follows. Again, Rabbanan are the ones who hold that Tosefes is Asr, the Iker Ilan is Mutter. Gido Pislo, it's Rechlai. We needed to teach that din. Meaning what? I would have thought, since you did a ma'isa to the guf itself, you cut off the branches, so that might indicate that there's a chalos ashera on the ilan tree itself, and maybe in this case, even Rabbanan will agree that the ikir ilan would be aser. Kamash Milan, no. Rabbanan hold across the board, the ikir ilan can never become aser when a poor person worships a tree. At worst, only the Tosefes could be aser, but never the ikir of the ilan. Okay. New Mishnah tells us, it gets much easier now. Mishnah tells us in the bottom of Mem Ches Amud Aleph, Eza Shera, what's considered an Asherah tree? Kol she'yesh tachtea avodas kochavim. Anything that has a idol, a statue below it. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol she'ovdin osa. Only if you're actually worshipping the tree, but the fact that there's a statue below has no indication of what's going on to the tree itself. So that's the machlokas. When there's a statue below it, is that going to indicate that the tree itself is worshipped? Rabbi Shimon says it does not. You have to worship the tree, not the statue below it. The Gemara asks that question. Uh-huh. Yeah, very good. So the Mishnah says, "Ma'isa b'tzidan." Once it happened, be'ilan shahayu ovdin oso, they were worshiping a tree. Umatzu tachtov, they found a gal, a little mound below it. So Amar lehen Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, "Badku es agal hazeh, go check it out, see what's inside this mound." Ubadku, they opened, they uncovered it. Umatzu botzura, they found there was some type of god, an idol, a statue, a face inside the mound. So Amar lehen, Rabbi Shimon says, Hol v'utzura hein ovdin, they are worshipping the mound, or really the statue underneath this little mountain. So l'tzura hein ovdin, nati lehen es ha'ilan, the tree will be mutter. Because again, Rabbi Shimon says, the tree is only mutter, only us if you worship the tree. Here they're clearly worshipping the statue below it, so he thinks the Asherah tree, of the tree would not be an Asherah tree. So Gemara now asks Andy's question, Ezu Asherah, what's an Asherah tree? We saw just above the three types. Now the Mishnah says, what's in the Asherah tree? We told you what the three Asherah trees are already. So Gemara explains, Hachi Kamar. Shtayin l'divrei HaKol v'achas machlokes Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. Two types of Asherah trees are agreed upon by everyone that they're Aser, whatever the details are. The third type of the one with the idol below the tree, that's really a debate between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, as the second Mishnah just taught us. Eidah Hiyashira Asherah Shenechlaku Ba Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Chachamim, which, what's that third type of case? As the Mishnah says, Kol She'yesh Tachteh Avodas Chachamim, but Rabbi Shimon argues in his Omer, Kol She'ovdin Osa, only when you actually worship the tree itself, not the Tselem that's below the tree. Gemara now says, last four lines of the Amud here, Eze Yashira Asherah Stam, what's a Stam Asherah that's mentioned in the Gemara's and Paz, Stam Asherah, what does that mean? It means, Amar Rav Kol She'komrim Yoshvin Tachder Vein Tomim Me Perosea. If you see the different priests that are sitting below a tree and then they're enjoying it but they're not tasting from the fruit, that is a great indicator that this is a Sheira tree. So that's just as Rashi explained, this is a simin that this is an Asherah tree. Otherwise, how would you know? Shmuel comes along and says, Amar filu amri hani tamri lebe nitzrfe aser. If they say that these dates of this tree are going to be used for a certain house of worship or a name of a Avodah Zarah, Rashi says, even that will be aser. Why? Because what's going to happen with these dates, the ramu bei shicha, they're going to make it into beer, the shasile biyom idam, and save it for the holiday that they celebrate this type of God. And Amar Beimar Meimar says, Amri Li Sabe de Pumpadisa, the elders of Pumpadisa told me, Hilchasa Kishmo. We say, we pass like Shmuel, that again, if you see some priest sitting below a tree, and they're saying where these dates are going to be reserved for this particular god, you cannot, that has a din of an Asherah tree. Okay, going on now onto Amar Beis, the Gemara says, Masnisin lo yashavit sela, one should not sit in the shade of a Asherah tree. Now Rashi points out, it's not referring to below the branch. Below the branch, you're actually going to be tame. He's talking about when the shade extends itself, you could be in the shade of a tree, but not actually under the tree. So it's very, very clear that the shade, you should not sit in the shade of an Asherah tree. Im yashav, if you do sit in the shade, not that under the branch, but in the shade of a tree, of an Asherah tree, you are would be tahor. Below Yavor Tachta, one should not pass below a Asherah tree. Vimavar, if you don't go below the branches now, not the shade, but this time you go below the branches, one would become Tameh. You're Tameh for doing so. Rashi points out here, Avar Tachta Tahor, Rashi says, around 6 narrow lines down, Dehach Tuma, it's only Dirabanan. We'll actually read, wait a second on that one, I'm sorry. Let's finish the Mishnah first. Ha'isa gozelas es harabim. Let's say this Asherah tree is in the rabim. It's taking up, someone planted it in the rabim, and now anyone who walks by is going to become tamei. So then the halacha is avar tachteh tahor. If a person planted an Asherah tree in the rishis rabim, the din is you would not be tamei in that case. Normally, below walking below an Asherah tree, you are tamei, not in the rishis rabim. So Rashi explains here avar tachteh tahor dehach tuma dirabani. The fact that Avodah Zarah is metamei is only a din derabanan. The kra, the ma'isin and ah, then we bring a pasuk, that's a asmach de ba'amu. V'achanami aminu beperek v'yishmal. V'achtum adirabanan hi. V'hecha de gozel sasarabim lo gozer rabanan. So they did not institute their tumah derabanan of Avodah Zarah in the case of a gzela of the rabbim. That's the understanding of Shitas Rashi. The Rabbi thinks otherwise. The Rabbi thinks actually that Tuma of Avodah Zarah is Deraisa, as is Tosos and Chulin. So if it's really Tuma Deraisa, how come when it goes to the Rabbim, it's going, the person who goes below will become Tahor? So the Rabbi says, a person, it's not normal, it's not typical for a person to make an Asherah tree in a Rishis Rabbim. So it only becomes a Chashash that it was a Rishis Rabbim. In the case of a Chashash, they were not Gozer in this case. Even though normally, if you know you go below a Vadai Asherah tree, there is Tuma Deraisa, but we don't ever know. It's always a chashash. They would not go there on such a case in Rishis HaRabim. Okay, if you look at the Tosas on the top here, La Yashav Tzela, Rashi's Tosas says, V'lo dami l'tzel shaheichal. The heichal, the halacha is, you can't sit outside the Beis HaMikdash. So that's how you are allowed to. T'hasam heichal l'tocha asoy, v'ashera asoy l'tzel. So let's say you're outside the Beis HaMikdash, and the shade from the sun is in that direction, you are allowed to sit below the shade of the heichal. Ah, isn't that an Isser Me'ila? So the Gemara says, no, since the walls of the heichal was meant to bring shade inside, so the Isser of tzel is only inside the base of Mikdash, not outside. But an Asherah tree is to create tzel all over the place, in which case, no matter where you are, any hana from the tzel, in fact, would be Asser. Alternatively, suggest Tosos inami churma davodes kochavim shiny. When it comes to davodes kochavim, we take it more seriously and we're more machmir. That even though the base of Mikdash, it's aser on inside, mutter the tzel the outside, avodah zara the tzel is aser no matter where you are.
Also, the guy, I'm not sure if it was truma or if it was arlo, if the tree is on the inside and the branches on the outside, and you're where
are you? Yeah, that's not the tzel necessarily. That's the ikar versus nofo. The Mishnah has talked about that. Yeah.
But here we're saying it's the whole tree. It's that we're not making enough. We're more machmir by a bodes kochavim.
Yeah, but that's not about the tzel. That's about is it inside the chomer or outside the chomer? So there is a machlokas we shown him. What's halacha of using the shade of a base of Avodah Zarah, let's say a church. So Asherah is made for a tzel, but let's say you're outside the church and it's sunny, you're sitting below and there's getting some shade from the wall of the church, is that going to be Aser? So some Rishonim say that's mutter because Asherah is about a tzel. Trees are to create shade. A base of Avodah Zarah is not to produce tzel, so the Iser of tzel only applies to Asherah, doesn't apply to a base of Avodah Zarah. But others say, but the Tosos, the second answer here, that Chumrah Davodah Shechachavim, that would extend itself even to a base of Avodah Zarah. So that's the Machlokas in the Rishon. Okay, let's... one more point here. There, the end of the Mishnah said a person shouldn't walk below an Asherah tree, otherwise a person becomes Tameh. Why not? So the Rav and the Ran explain, because then you become Tameh. If you go underneath the asher tree, you're going to become tameh. Therefore, the Mishnah says lo yavor tachteha. Then the Achronim say there's no iser to become tameh. The only time you have an iser of a person becoming tameh is a kohen can't become tumas meis. But for me to touch a mace, it's not aser for me. I'm tameh. The consequence is I'm tameh. But there's no iser involved. For me to touch a nevela, for me to touch whatever it is, sheretz, I just become tameh. But there's no iser. So if it's just about tuma, it shouldn't say lo yavor. So others say the reason why you can't really pass below because there's a concern of getting hana. Not an iser of tuma. It's an iser of hana. So that's a machlokas in the Rishonim here. Gemara now says, three lines down. Lo yasha b'tzela, a person shouldn't sit in the shade of an asherah tree. Pshita, that's very obvious. Of course you shouldn't sit in the tail of an asherah tree. Gemara says, Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo nitzecha ela l'tzel tzela, the shade of the shade. Now, when I don't know if you notice this, when we had that eclipse, so if you notice carefully, the shade was very, very funny. There was very light shade. It was very strange the way it worked because the sun was being covered by the moon. So there are these there are different layers of shade. So there's tzel tzila. So what's going on here? And look at Rashi to explain a little bit about the shade. Rashi says, tzel tzila, shachris v'arvis, in the evening and the morning, or morning and the evening, shetzel arich, the shade is very long, l'chol davar me'od, it's very long, v'cholzman shelo avra, midas orech hatzel es midas gova, komas ilan hatzel av v'chashik. Whenever it's dark, when there's overlapping shade from different directions, so then that's going to create a very, very heavy shade. That's tzel. And then tzel tzila is a weaker type of shade where it's been kulish. It's only one layer of shade. It's not as dark. So the Gemara says, obviously the tzel, the deep dark shade, is certainly aser. But the light shade, that there's a havamina, maybe that would be permitted. So again, lo nitzcha elo tzel tzila, the shade of the shade, which is like a secondary removed tzel. So that would be where it's you would think it's mutter. Michlal, does that seem to imply dibitzel kamasa, the thick type of shade, im yashav tameh? If you sit below that shade, not the branch, but the shade. Remember, whenever you're below the branch, you're violating tameh. But if you're below the shade over here, the trees here, the shade goes this way. If it's a thick shade, does that indicate? Our Mishnah says if you sit below shade, you're tahor. You shouldn't, but you're tahor. So now that we're saying the Mishnah is only tzel tzila, it's talking about the very light shade. Is that implying that if it's below the heavy shade, then a person would become tameh? Gemara says, lo, no, of course not. Dafilu l'tzel komas, even the darker shade, nami im yashav tahor. If you sit below any type of shade, no matter how dark or not, you're always tahor. V'ha k'mashlam, we're learning from here, dafilu l'tzel tzila lo yashav. We're still saying the light shade, the tzel tzila, the very light shade, you lichachila, you shouldn't sit below it. Even though it's such a weak type of shade, lichachila, you shouldn't. If you do, you don't become tahor because it's only shade, but lichachila, one shouldn't do that in the first place. Ikedat masnila. Others teach the statement of anseifa, on the safe of the Mishnah. Im yashav tahor, bidyeved, again, lichachila, one shouldn't sit below the shade. If one does, you're tahor. Pshita, of course. Why would you think you become tameh? You're below shade, not below the tree. Below the tree, you're tameh. Below the shade, of course, you're tahor. So Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo nitzcha ela letzel kamasa. We're only teaching about the deeper, the deep shade. Mechlal, the tzel tzila, the weaker shade, afilu l'chachila yashav. Does that mean only below the dark shade you shouldn't sit l'chachila? But that implies below the lighter shade you can l'chachila sit there? Lo, no. You shouldn't sit below any type of shade from the asherah tree. Ha'kamash l'onde, afilu l'tzel kamasa im yashav tar. The chiddush is that you would have thought had you sat below the dark shade, you would become tameh. Kamash v'lan, if you sit below a dark shade, you're tar. In the end of the day, halacha ma'aseh is as follows. Below the tree, below the branches, one is tameh. Below the shade, you shouldn't sit lechachila, no matter what type of shade. But b'dievet, if one does, you remain tahor. Gemara now says, lo yavor tachdeh, person shouldn't walk below the trees now, below the branch, you shouldn't walk below. V'im avar, if one does walk below the branches of the asherah tree, you are tameh. My time, what's the reason for this? E.F. Shardeleka takroves avodas kochavim. It's impossible that there is no avodah zara below this. And the law is that avodah zara could create tumah like tumas mace, tumas ohel. Gemara explained, Mani, who holds this way, that avodah zara creates a tumas ohel? It's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. he. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer. Minayin l'takroves avodas kochavim shemetame ba'o. How do you know avodah zarah creates tumas ohel? Shenemar v'yitzamdu l'bal por v'yochlu zivchei mesim. Bal por is avodah zarah, of course, and talks about how they ate the zivchei of the mesim. So there's a hekesh of mace to avodah zarah. Ma mace is metame ba'ohel. So too takroves avodas kochavim in metame ba'ohel. We saw this before. There was a discussion. I mentioned Rashi holds Tumah Avodah Zarah is only in a smachta, but other Rishonim, Tosus and Chulin Daf Yud Gimel holds Tumah Avodah Zarah, in fact, is a Tumah Midiraisa.
So is the issue here that there's the tree itself is an Avodah Zarah, or the issue is that there's some other Avodah Zarah underneath it?
It sounds from what the Gemara is saying, it's a Takrobas that's below the Avodah Zarah. That's the third type of Asherah. We said there are really three types. So if the tree itself, let's say it's the first type of a Asherah tree, it may not, I'm not sure if that would create Tumas Ohel. It sounds like from this, only if it's a third type that Chachamim hold, that the Tselem below makes into a Asherah tree, I think only that one creates the Tumas Ohel. But I could be wrong.
Removing any part of the tree would make an afkamina. It's just removing the Avodah
Zarah. Exactly. Where the Chachamim held, once you remove the Avodah Zarah, Mimele everything becomes Mutter again. But right now we're talking about the Tumah, not the Isser Shabbat. There's Isser Anah, and then there's also the Tumah Shabbat. The two different things here. But again, they're intertwined. Then the Gemara says, "Hayisun gozelas es harabim of avar tachteh tahor." Let's say the Asherah tree is in a position where it's really disrupting the people; you can't pass by anymore. Someone could really cut off a whole highway now by creating an Asherah tree overlooking the highway. So the halach is, if a person goes below such an Asherah tree, that's gozelas es harabim; he's tahor. Ibailu avar o over. Is it b'diavad if he walks? He's tahor, but lichachila he shouldn't, or it means over, lichachila, go ahead. You have full rights to walk below the Asherah tree in the Rishis Rabbim. So Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar mishmei dechizkiya amar, over lichachila, walk below it, not a concern. Rabbi Yochanan amar, im avar, he says, no, b'dieved, but lichachila you shouldn't walk. Lo pligi, there really is no machlokas. Ha di'ika dircha acharina, ha dileka dircha acharina. If there's another path, so then it's avar. You shouldn't walk the lechachila, go the other way around. If you do, b'diavad, you're tahor. If it's a situation, deleka d'rich achrina, where there is no other path, so then lechachila, over, go ahead, because you have no other choice. Look at an interesting tosas on top here, a very short tosas. He says, I d'ika d'rich achrina, perish kater kazeb. Short. D'i ba'inan lemeimar afilo arach yoser im kein ein l'davar sof. Means where there are two equal paths, but once one is a foot longer, let's just be to the extreme, you can always find the longer way. If I want to get to, I want to walk to Cedarhurst, so then I can't, because the Asherah tree is all the way around, so I go the other way around the world, I could spend 25 hours traveling and make it the other way. That's a Derech Acharina, isn't that? So he says, no, Derech Acharina doesn't mean a longer path, because Ein L'Davar Sof, what it means is that you have two equal paths to go, the same exact time and distance, so then you should take the other path because there's no Asherah tree. But if there's one path that's short and one path that's long, and the short path has a Asherah tree, you don't have to go on the long path. That's not considered a Derech Acharina.
Get them das that you're walking over the Asherah.
I don't think, for Hana, they have a whole discussion about Kavana for Hana. If there's no Kavana, so then Ron assumes there is no Isser involved. It's about Davar Sheni Miskave, not. But in terms of Tumah doesn't make a difference about Das. Okay. Gemara then says, where are we? Oh. Gemara says, Amar Le Rav Sheshes, L'Shemaya, Kimatis Lasam. When we get to that place, Aritani, let's run really, really quickly. Once we get to that Asherah that's in the Rishis Rabim, let's just run. So he says to his assistant, his aide, pull me, Rashi says, I'm Shechenu, pull me quickly, let's get out of this place. If there's no other way to go, Lamunli Aritani, why does he have to run? Mishri Shari, it's completely permitted, we said. What's he trying to do here? Vidik Adircha Achrina, if there's another way, Kiyamar Haritani, when he says run, Mishari, is that permitted? If there's another way, go the other way. If there is no other way, walk. You have complete a heter to go ahead. What's running going to do? The olam deleka dircha achrina. Really, there is no other way. This is the quickest path to his destination. So it's completely permitted. So why is he running? The adam chashiv shani. Adam chashiv is shiny. He has to be very, very careful when it comes to the world of Avodah Zarah. They quote in the back here, Reb Chaim Kreisworth said that he heard from the Brisker Rav that Reb Chaim was very, very machmir in two areas, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah and Hilchos Shabbos. Why? Because the Gemara says, when it comes to Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Adam Chashiv Shiny. So it's clear from here, they point out, Reb Chaim understood he was an Adam Chashiv. So he's very, very stringent in the world of Avodah Zarah, and he's also very stringent in the world of Shabbos, because the Gemara also says, Adam Chashiv Shiny when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. Now, I don't think this is the only two places we have this. We have this already by Bishul Akum. There's certain Heterim, Bishul Akum of Olal Shulchan Malachim and Necha Chai. The Gemara says, I forget which one. One of them says, Adam Chashiv should be Machmer, I think, even by Necha Chai. So we do have other examples. I don't know why it only brings those two, but we do have it itself. It's interesting that, not a surprise, but the fact that Reb Chaim felt he was Adam Chashiv and he's Machmer in these different areas. Okay. The Mishnah says now, Zorin Tachta Yirakos, we saw this Mishnah quoted a few days ago, a person is allowed to plant below an Asherah tree, Yirakos, vegetables, b'imos ha-geshamim, in the rainy season, because shade is not good for the vegetables in the rainy season. It actually needs as much sun as possible. The sun doesn't stay out too long, so whatever sun you could get, you should try to get. Below the shade actually ruins the growth of the vegetable, so therefore, since there's no hana from the Asherah tree, it's permitted. During the summer, where it gets plenty of heat, it actually needs the shade, so growing vegetables below the asher tree would be beneficial for the vegetables. That's not allowed. Hachazira, in these types of growth, vegetations, lo bimos hachama, v'lo bimos hagshamim. So apparently these require shade, whether it's in the summer or the winter, in which case you can never grow them below the asher tree. Comes along Rabbi Yossi Omer af lo yirakos bimos hagshamim. He felt that you shouldn't grow vegetables even in the rainy season. Don't vegetables need some sun? So the shade's going to prevent the growth. Granted, Rabbi Yossi says, granted the shade is going to not be so beneficial, but what will be beneficial for the vegetables is mipnei shanivaya no sheres, so the branches and leaves fall alem v'havleik lezevel, they end up decomposing and turning into some type of some of the fertilizer and helps them grow. So even though the shade isn't beneficial, the fertilization is beneficial. He felt you should never grow any vegetables below the asherah trees, regardless of the season. So the Gemara says, "Lemeimer, is this to suggest that Rabbi Yossi savar zevzeh gorim is asr? What zevzeh gorim? When you have two different things help produce something, a byproduct comes from two different things. One of the factors is asr, one of the factors is mutter. So what? If you have the vegetables in the ground, it comes from the ground. The ground is davar mutter, davar heter, and you have the fertilization from the leaves as davar asr. So zeh is asr, zeh is mutter. Do we go based on the davar mutter, or do you go based on the davar asr?" So Rabbi Yossi says, we go based on the davar asr, that even though the kark is mutter, the zevel is asr. Meaning zev is zeh, gorem is asr. And that also implies that Rabbanan hold, army zev is zeh, gorem mutter. That even though the leaves fall and serve as fertilization, but since it also comes from the ground, which is a davar heter, zev is zeh, gorem, we paskin mutter. So that, is that really true? This is really how we line up the shitas? Ha'ipcha sheminin lehu, we learn this, the opposite, the tzan, the Mishnah tells us, earlier we saw this, that Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shochek v'zorah l'ruach, o matil l'yam. You could grind up the avodah zarah and throw it into the wind, or throw it into the water. And Amru Lo, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yossi, af hinasa zevel. You can't let it just go in the wind, because it's going to turn into some type of fertilization. V'nemar lo yadbik b'yad chamumah minachem. You can't have any hana. So here, Rabban hold zevel is aser in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi thinks zevel is mutter, which is the case of zevel zeh gorim. Because even though the avodah zarah is going to serve as zevel, but the ground that the vegetables are growing on is davar mutter. So by the Mishnah we just brought in now, zevel zeh gorim chacham hold aser, and the Mishnah of this daf is zevel zeh gorim is mutter for the Rabbanim. Rabbi Yossi is the complete opposite. So there's a stira on both opinions. Gemara says, kasha the Rabbanim, the Rabbanim kasha the Rabbanim, the Rabbi Yossi. Bishem, I understand Rabbi Yossi, I Rabbi Yossi lo kasha. Hasam the kazil ibud matir, hacha de lo kazil ibud aser. Really, Rabbi Yossi Shita is, zev zeh gorim is aser. When it comes to the case of throwing it into the wind, throwing it to the water, it's going libud. No one's using that. It's off to the wind. Wherever it ends up, it lands, but who cares? It's going to be destroyed, and therefore he's not concerned of zev zeh gorim aser. But again, normally he does paskin, zev zeh gorim is in fact aser. Ella, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan Kasha. How are we going to get out of the problem for the Rabbanan? To which the Gemara says, Epoch, let's switch things around. To make things consistent, I'm not sure which one we're switching around, but let's switch one of them around. Rashi's Kula Masis and all the Mishnah to make everyone consistent. Ibai saying, but the Gemara says maybe we really can maintain the girsos, and we can still explain Rabbanan differently. Meaning what? Lo tepach and Rabbi Yossi kedashinon. We gave the answer for Rabbi Yossi. To Rabbanan, how are we going to explain Rabbanan? Kedamar Rav Meri Brei the Rav Kana Mash Meshbiach Baor Pogim Bebasa. So you look at Rashi, he's talking about a case of Psulim Mekdashim, about the way you skin the animal, and the halacha is if you skin the animal a certain way, you can make more money off of it, and about certain hana. But even though you're making money off of the skinning of the animal, it actually ruins the basar, it ruins the flesh, ruins the meat of Psulim Mekdashim. So every hana also has a certain hefset. So he says here as well, Hachanami Mash Meshbiach Benaveh Pogim Bitzel. So he says back to our Gemara, really, Rabban Holden's general, Zev Zeh Gorem is actually going to be Aser. That's what he holds in the case, you can't let it fly in the wind. Zev Zeh Gorem is Aser, because it creates Zevel. But our Mishnah, by the leaves falling, granted that the leaves will ultimately create some type of Zevel and fertilization, but whatever that produces, it's going to be countered by the shade. And the shade that's providing the Tzraim and Gemishamim are going to be a disadvantage for the growth. So after balancing everything out, growing underneath the shade is more negative than the positive of the Zevel. So again, normally speaking, Rabban holds Zevel Zeh Gorim is Aser, just like Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, when you're grinding up the Avodah Zarah, you can't let it just go in the wind because it's going to create Zevel. And Zevel Zeh is Aser. But again, this particular case, when you really balance everything out, the shade provided by the Asher tree versus the Zevel, the negativity of the shade will override the benefits of the Zevel, in which case it's completely mutter according to the Chacham. Okay, we'll stop here. The Gemara is going to continue tomorrow's daf. This ends the daf in tomorrow about the concept of Zevel Zeh, Gorim being Usher or mutter. Everyone have a wonderful day. Rabbi, great to see you here.